You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you.
That is very good to hear. We're not alone in the studio today. We've got a very special guest sitting in the hot seat here. We've got Louis, long-time listener, probably, I would say, the number one Mind Trench texter, and it's the school holidays, so we thought we'd get you in for a bit of a chat this morning. Louis, how are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for having me here.
Such a pleasure to have you up here. We always enjoy your correspondence with Rob on the show, keeping him in check sometimes.
Yes, yeah, thanks for that.
Fact-checking a little bit, which is good, because I believe you're bringing us a bit of falsehood this morning.
Yes.
Rob, what are we going to be doing?
Well, I've got four facts, and one of them isn't true.
What's your areas of expertise? What's your sort of, hobbies and subjects that you feel like you know a little bit about, Louis? Where can you help us out this morning?
I know quite a bit about history and a little bit about mythology. I'm very
cool.
Into very ancient stuff, kind of like that.
Sick. Rob's about to throw his book out the window. And a bit of gaming as well, is that right?
Yes.
What's your top game at the moment?
Oh.
Hard question, I feel.
You can't make me pick.
Top two? Top three?
Top three, probably about Mortal Kombat 11, Middle-Earth Shadow of War, and Red Dead Redemption 2.
Nice. I can say I know Red Dead Redemption 2, and I don't know the others, but I'm nodding and like I do know what I'm talking about here, which is how I get through most of Rob's segments. So I think we're all in good company here. I think we should get stuck into these. Of course, for the listeners at home, we need your assistance as well. Rob is a good fibber. We've got to work out the truth. One truth? Is that right, Rob?
Yep.
You're looking at me like, I don't trust you.
You didn't like the gesture, that's all.
Oh, sorry. Very aggressive pointing. Okay, what have we got? Hit us with your first fact, questionable fact.
In ancient Egypt, the word for cat was pronounced meow. I'm going to go for more quickly, then I'm going to quickly take care
of. Give us a bit more context.
British military tanks are equipped to make tea or coffee, but mainly tea. Hops grow clockwise.
Hops.
Hops go clockwise.
Okay.
Owls don't have eyeballs, and the Cookie Monster's real name is Abraham.
Ooh. Okay.
Right, let's
break it down again. Get it into
the first
one.
Ancient Egypt, the word for cat was pronounced meow. Now, I'm assuming it wasn't spelt cat and they pronounced it meow. I'm assuming it was spelt meow.
Meow.
Because that doesn't make any sense. But none of this does anyway. But
I would like to already interject here. Meow, didn't they, correct me, history buff over here, Louis, but wasn't it runes and hieroglyphics and stuff? Would they have written meow down anyway? What's the phonetics?
Well, they'd done
in
it
runes?
In hieroglyphics, so we wouldn't be able to read what it was anyway, would we?
What's your sort of lie detector on this one, Louis? Are we feeling it's like erring into the falsehood territory, or could be the truth?
I think that because they mainly used hieroglyphics, I think that one might possibly. It's my number one for the fib so far.
It's got a fib vibe about it.
There's only one. Am I that bad a liar?
Yeah.
This is my new apprentice, by the way.
Yeah,
this
is just right. We're training Louis up to take over eventually one day.
Right,
Steal the crown.
This one's pretty self-explanatory. British military tanks were equipped to make tea or coffee, but mainly tea. I put the mainly tea in because I don't like coffee.
Sometimes in the blue moon you have a coffee and it always feels like I'm worried about you when you go for that.
So what do you reckon of that?
It's got I'd believe it, but I'm almost worried that it's too believable, you know? This is what happens when you hang out with Rob for too long, is you start to question everything.
Hops grow clockwise due to thigmotropism and phototropism. Now, we all know, and I know Louis knows this because he told me, thigmotropism is the coiling movement of tendrils in the direction of an object it touches, and phototropism is the growth movement towards the light. So you add all them two together, and that's why they go clockwise.
Any thoughts on that one, Louis?
I think that one's true.
I'm looking at Stella,
too much
who's
detail,
a science nerd in the corner over here. Stella, any...
I'm just laughing at tropism. Sorry.
Okay, we're going to...
Trophism.
Trophism. Okay, it's trophism. I believe that
true.
One.
That sounds true.
Okay. Owls don't have eyeballs. They've got eye tubes.
Say that again.
They haven't got eyeballs. They've got eye tubes, which are rod-shaped eyes. that don't move in their sockets. Instead, that's what I have to move their heads about.
Oh.
To see things.
Oh, I'd almost believe that. But I also feel like that could just be a really good, really good get.
Oh, I've been doing a lot of writing. My imagination's all over the gaff at the moment, I'll tell you.
Any vibes on that one? What do you reckon?
I actually know that one is 100% true. That is the true one.
Oh, Louie.
I know.
Louie is out here knowing more things than any of the adults in this room right now.
Okay. I don't even know what the answer is. Right, Cookie Monster's real name is Abraham, and he was named after Lincoln. Lincoln Abraham, who invented the cookies. Now, I made that last bit up. He's named after Abraham Lincoln.
My knowledge of American history and politics is so weak that I would have almost believed that for a second there.
Lincoln Abraham invented the cookie. He didn't. He might have done. I don't know.
It would be a very Sesame Street thing to have a secret name for a character on there. I'm inclined to believe that. What are we looking for again? I've already forgotten. Are we looking for the truth or the lies here?
We're looking for a lie.
Okay. So give us a speed round again. What have we got?
We got cat, meow. British tanks we make tea. Ox going clockwise. We know that one. Owls don't have eyeballs. Louis
myth busted that one already. It's true.
That. Took me ages to do that. And the Cookie Monster one.
Okay. 5395. Where do you reckon the truths and the lies are? Help us out. We're going to have a listen to a fitting song that Rob's picked for us this morning. What are we listening to here?
Sesame Street, Slime Robbie. I love this song. It's going to make you smile.
Get those reckons in on 5395. We are not at consensus. The text machine seems pretty keen on the cats being called meows being not true. Yep. I'm inclined to believe that one, but Louis, you're a bit suspect about the tea in the tanks.
Yeah, I just feel like that's a bit too British.
It's too British. It's just too on brand.
I haven't got a problem with it.
We've only had one person question Abraham is the name for the Cookie Monster on the text machine. Yep. But I sort of feel like that one feels right to me. He looks like an Abraham, you know? Maybe?
Like, shows have hidden messages all the time. Is it, like, really hard to believe that they would name a big blue monster that eats cookies after a president of the United States?
I think it checks out.
We got an orange one was running the country for a little while, so they don't do anything over there.
I reckon that one's true. I think we're going with that one's true. I think we're going with the cat is the cat or the tanks. I'm going to go with you, Louis. I reckon it's probably the tanks that is the lie this morning. The text machine is pretty keen on the cats, but I think we're gonna go with the tanks this morning, Louis. Let's lock it in. Handshake of confirmation. What's our lie this morning,
Rob?
That's
a shame because it was the Cookie Monster.
No, I was so confident about that one this morning as well. We've been duped, Louis. We've been duped. The one person who texted it in on the text machine is going to be very jammy right now. Have you got a poem to round us off this morning?
I certainly have.
Oh, okay. Let me hit. Oh, he's going to have a cough. Beautiful. Just get it all out before you get
in. Sorry, Rick. Just run into Rick and coughed.
shall I hit the sting for you?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, this is I love Maggie Smith because I do.
You've been working on this one for a while, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, and to be honest, I haven't finished it, but I've got to a point with it where I'm quite comfortable to tell you this bit and you'll hear the other bit later.
Okay, work in progress.
Yes. What's a weekend? I mean, who would say that? I'll tell you who, Maggie Smith in a Victorian dress and a great big hat. If anyone else said that, I would be at a loss, but not our Maggie because she's the boss. Without doubt, the Queen of Downton Abbey, 100% pure class with a little touch of crabby. If I ever visited and she heard my diction and grammar, she'd look me up and down and tell me I was much use to the county as a glass hammer. If you don't love Maggie, there's something wrong. I'm going to write a little bit more and send it to Amelia and then I'm going to make it into a song. Thank you.
Nice. Give you a click for that one. I also quite enjoy a poem that says its functionality at the end as well. The next bit will be a song. Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you, Rob. Thank you so much, Louis, for coming in this morning.
Louis.
Thank
helping
you
helping us, happy. Unfortunately, not get it correct, but at least only one person out there also managed to get that one this morning. Rob sneaks past us again. We will see you all again. Bye.
See ya.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.